This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, big issues, big guest. Lee Vasblom is a former board member. I thought it was current. Maybe the Inquirer had it wrong. Former board member of the Central Bucks School District. In the news again yesterday for, shockingly to me, according to the Inquirer, Bucks County Courier-Times, Pennsylvania Department of Education, using illegal restraints on kids, young kids, I believe, in special ed. I'm not sure if allegedly one of them was the child of somebody who is either on the school board or was. We were told about it, but couldn't verify it. But there are several things I wanted to talk about. And Central Bucks is kind of the face, so much in the news. You know why, with all the issues that are going on with school boards and some of their decisions. They're the biggest, most affluent, arguably educated, etc., one of the biggest in the country. So let's go to Lee Vasblom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lee, welcome to
the show.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Lee, you were a former board member. Were you in the big election, the last election, and your side was voted out?
Well, I did not run again, but
okay.
I was. That would have been my year to run, and we lost our seats.
All right. So when you heard this story, and you probably heard what we were hearing anyhow, and we just couldn't verify it, so we didn't do anything with it, about these illegal restraints on kids, what is alleged that they were restraining them with?
Well, it's really concerning, Dom. And in fact, my board, a former board colleague, Jim Pepper, has come out very publicly about the abuse that really occurred with his son, and asked us if, you know, we would come and speak at the school board meeting, because it was being brushed under the rug and no one was addressing it. And these were some egregious behaviors. So there was definitely a police investigation, and then allegedly, and it sounds like, in my opinion, it was kind of minimized and hoped kind of it would go away by the administration. The Department of Education caught on and was just in the district doing an investigation, and their report, redacted report, is out that basically does confirm that there were illegal restraints done to a couple of kids, and it was 20 to 40 minutes several times a day, and it was never reported.
You mean physical restraints of some sort?
Yes.
Okay.
Physical restraints, and some of which occurred while the child was naked, unclothed.
Wow. So, Lee, yes. Immediately when I see that, I wanted to ask you, and, you know, I value what you do, what you've been involved in there, and you've been on the board there. What is it with this school district that it is unending of stories like this,
right?
Particularly for a school district this prominent, this highly educated, this affluent? This is the type of stuff you expect to see somewhere else, is the way I would put it.
Yes. Well, the reality, Dom, and you know this, it's a big school district.
Okay.
So there are going to be, you know, bad people who work at a school district. But I can tell you that our special ed program is just extremely amazing at the stuff they do. And so really, when you look at a situation like this, you know, I see a bad teacher that made some really egregious decisions and harmed children. And then what I see the problem being is that the administration didn't really handle it appropriately. And that's, you know, unfortunate because really the school board and the administration are the firewalls between these bad entities and protecting children.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, Lee, if you were sitting on a school board or your knowledge of this, the next area I'm interested in is since the changeover of the school board there, and you knew they were going to this way, they're adamant about they're going to have gender fluid and or males, it seems to be, in female sports, even though we don't know if any are there at this point. We have the executive order of the President of the United States on this attached to federal funding, Title IX. We also have the PIAA, and I had the guy on who sits on the board just the other day, who's the new GOP chairman across the state, saying that, yes, they're taking a position. They're absolutely going to follow the letter of the law that is currently there.
Yeah.
What do you think the school board, and would people really, do they reflect if they still want to go down this path on this transgender issue? Do they reflect what Central Bucks is about?
Well, Dom, I don't think it's a speculation. I mean, I sat at the meeting in January when I spoke regarding the mistreatment of these special ed children, and they addressed this issue, and they publicly stated that they were going to go back to the policy for 2020, which was ironic because there was no policy in 2020. We had written a policy that clearly made it clear for teachers and for administrators what the policy was. And they, you know, they discontinued that policy. And then they, instead of going back to the policy that we wrote, they went back to 2020 when there was no policy. So it was really misinformation with the community.
Okay. So, again, would you read this would be one of the school districts? There are some places already saying they're going to resist this no matter what the penalty is. As a former school board member, what would that mean then, even an affluent district like this, when it comes to federal funding? Is that significant?
Well, I mean, it's 1% of federal funding is 1% of the school budget. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you have a budget that's upwards of $300 million, you know, it can be a significant amount of money. And it's just kind of also a little, you know, I mean, a lot of these school board members ran on, oh, we would never allow, you know, males in female sports. And they agreed to remove that policy. So really, we're just seeing the normal, you know, activities played out.
So, Lee, you and I have been talking off air about an upcoming conference you have around parental rights advocates and others on school board races.
Yes.
Give us a sense of the landscape, however far you go right now. Has that sunk in that the last election was about that? We're serious about this. It seems to be that concept is still foreign to some of these school boards. They don't get it, that parents are not going to be thwarted anymore. by any number of their tactics.
Well, I think they're empowered by what happened in 23 when it was a successful 2-year-long campaign of misinformation and creating chaos and then pretending like they were the ones who were going to save the day. And that's just not the case. And I think parents are starting to wake up. Community members are seeing that, you know, they misled them and that these ideologies that they're trying to push just are not in agreement with the majority of the people in Pennsylvania. And this is an important year for school board elections and local elections. And we're excited to have you join us at a Learn Right Summit coming up on March 14th, where we're going to have a lot of different people come in and speak about what's going on, why it's important, what we can do to protect our communities. And it's, you know, people are tired of being misinformed.
Well, I would say the broadest thing and the headline of my speech always is you can elect the president of the United States all that you want. When COVID struck, Trump was president. That doesn't mean these somewhat petty, tyrannical school boards might just do whatever they want. It's the school boards where a lot of the action is that directly affects your life and your kids' life.
Well, people don't realize the power that a local school board holds. And I think that people are starting to realize that. I mean, we've seen here in Central Bucks that last year our taxes were raised, you know, and this year they asked for a waiver from the state to raise our local taxes over 5%. And we don't even know what that is. So once they get a waiver for that, it could be 7%. And, you know, they're using ideas of, you know, infrastructure. Central Bucks' school district's operations budget was very healthy. We have enough money to build schools, and to raise taxes is just, it's not necessary, and it's what we're kind of seeing played out right now in the federal government as well. And they're trying to blame, you know, lawsuits and, you know, superintendent settlements, which just is not the case. But, you know, they have a lot of power.
Yeah, without a doubt. Lee, thank you very much. Thanks for the update, and I will see you in March.
As always. Thanks, Tom.
All right. There's the latest from the Central Bucks School District. Just some of the things that are going to happen. This is all, I know it takes forever. You can elect a president, but it comes down to what you do at the local level to enforce this stuff. Although Pam Bondi is going after the state of New York to enforce it. The argument is New York politicians are prioritizing migrants, illegal immigrants, over Americans. That's the level of her suit against this. All right, here's how you get in. Hit us on the side question. Come on, so far, Kramer versus Kramer is something romantic. What film is a great film around Valentine's Day? That's what we're asking with your significant other, 855-839-1210. Now, we're told that Jack Stolzheimer has been out of pocket today. I don't doubt it. I think that could be the case. Even though we'll be centric to the parade tomorrow, coming to you via Starlink, I'm told, right there where all the big speeches will. We have extra producers on for the profanity watch. We will bring Jack on tomorrow if he'll come on tomorrow. Sure, he can come on and tap the Eagles. I just want to hear his answer to what other laws would you not follow? Is not following the immigration laws prosecutorial discretion? Is that really what it is? We're nowhere near, by the way, coming to the point where ICE is going to be going after people that are here illegally in one form or another. It's criminal aliens and those that have a deportation order already. And there's guesstimated to be 1 million of people, give or take, around that. So it's going to take a while to do this. And some people are being critical, saying they're not taking enough people off the streets quickly enough. You know what it's like to find these people in an underground type of situation like this? I think they're doing a heck of a job, and I'm being honest with you. I know Homan is driving it even harder, and I appreciate that, and we're trying to get him on. As I told you, I've been promised the Secretary of the Treasury next week. And this is the area, and I wanted to ask you this question. How concerned are you about this? You know, are some people just looking the other way when it comes to inflation Trump is obviously not responsible for the January inflation, that it was hotter than we thought it would be. This is still the spasms left over from Biden. But I'm not in the camp, because this is about continued winning and getting it right, that thinks if we just open up energy, that's the pitch, then what you're going to see is you're going to see inflation shrink tremendously. I don't think it will. It'll help. There's got to be some other things. Biden has baked in. This is why societies collapse. It happened in Germany before the Nazis, et cetera. You see guys with a wheelbarrow of Marx, I think it was at that point, going to get a loaf of bread. What happens is that puts such pressure on people, you see societal unrest. So Trump has to focus in on that. Even though only 3 weeks in, he's done a lot of stuff. Really, they have cleared more government dead wood, money spent, etc., than Ronald Reagan did in 8 years. And that was Ronald Reagan's pitch. Now, they've been unorthodox in dealing it. They've been aggressive, but it's result-oriented. What about inflation, though? On that front, what else can be done? Now, Steve Moore is supposed to be on the show today, the president's economist. I'll ask him that. This is the type of thing that's going to win the midterms. If Trump is successful in showing people real progress on this, even though it's difficult, I think Republicans win the midterms. I don't think we see this turnover. That's giving us 4 years of Trump to really go after stuff untrammeled by the Democrats. If he doesn't, then you're going to see more Democrats in the House, maybe taking over the House or making it more difficult in the Senate. And then they're going to run out the clock. Can't have that happen. So this has cleared an awful lot of stuff. Getting inflation down after what Biden did, though, is a very big task, huge task. I'm not overvaluing it. I think there's some people that think, well, he just, you know, he stopped our energy sources, opened that up. It helps. But what he did, what this man did, he and his whole rotten family, is so diminishing for no reason to the middle class, so decimating, making people have to deal with this. And that's what the last election was about. People don't want to deal with this. They don't want to be diminished. They want to live their life, maybe vacation, things of that. That's all our American right, not Biden's, to steal it by spending trillions of dollars and putting us into this situation. Now the issue is, how do you get out of that? How do you make a substantial dent in this? And that's an area where I think the Trump people are thinking long and hard about what to do. 855-839-1210. All right, hit us with that movie, romantic movie, Significant Other. Love to get you in on that. 855-839-1210. Sad to hear, too, and kind of shocking. Look, the parade's going to be tremendous tomorrow where we are. But I'm looking at Tenpenny's Florist will be closed tomorrow on South Broad Street. I mean, it's an iconic florist. And the Inquirer says some of these florists, I think this one, they do 60% of their business on or around Valentine's Day. They will be closed tomorrow as a business decision. And yet they're supporting the Eagles. So that's how can you have a florist shop like that shut on Valentine's Day? That's an enormous sacrifice. All right. Let's get to your calls next here on Talk Radio 1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, Dom G or Dano show, 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hit us on the side question. And this whole issue of inflation and President Trump in the grocery store. Today he's talking about tariffs. That's fine. And I just want to pick the brain of these guys. I'm not sure they know anything that's a startling economic plan, because this is tough. I mean, it's relatively easy to screw up and to inflate. And Biden did it big time. But then once it happens, how do you bail out? Not just the rate, but actually take apart how much people are actually paying. Again, I know what Trump is saying, and that's a good start. Energy drill, baby drill, and all that. But I got to tell you, honestly, that's not going to do it. And I'm worried about how people react to that. They're happy overall. Polling, gut instincts, and all, people are happy. And the more stuff that Elon Musk is able to unmask, the worse it's going to be for Democrats. But ultimately, as you get toward the midterm, that's the one thing Democrats are going to try to push back on. How does it look at the grocery store? All right. So for continued winning to get two more years of Trump doing at the pace he's doing now, which would really revolutionize things, how do you show people, wow, look at this. He took upon something. First of all, you have to establish in the mind of people, look, Trump during the campaign, day one, we're going to do this. You know, he says stuff that's dramatic. Everybody does that. But on day one, you can't rid us of what Biden has done. This takes concerted all-out effort. Let's see. Bernie on the Pennsylvania Turnpike is with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bernie, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Bernie.
Inflation is such a crazy, hard to understand topic. I'm old enough to remember when Nixon, a Republican president, who by today's standards, would be a liberal. He had real trouble with inflation.
Big
time. It skyrocketed under his
administration. Price controls he put in. Price controls. Yeah.
Exactly. That was nuts. And he even convinced the head of the Fed to drop, who was very reluctant to drop the prime rate a little bit. It didn't help. It's a really tough nut to crack. What I don't understand about the drill, baby, drill thing is we know that the United States is the largest exporter of petroleum products in the world. We know this. So it's not like there's not enough oil for the – it's not enough – petroleum for the United States if we're the largest exporter of it. So how is producing a lot more petroleum products going to help inflation? And is it right to be subsidizing these oil companies to the tune of billions of dollars?
No,
Maybe it is. I don't understand.
I don't think we should be subsidized. I've never thought that. But the more that we produce, the more independent we are, the better it is we're going to drive down energy costs for people. But that's why, Bernie, I want to get on people like Steve Moore and the others. I want to hear exactly so that we know some kind of metric of what are they going to do that's going to untangle inflation. Because even if you show a hair of progress, when we come to the midterms, people are going to think, well, you promised a lot more. So I'm going to be asking, too. Thanks, Bernie, for a great call. 855-839-1210. By the way, one of the big stories is in Massachusetts, President Trump won a victory in the battle of the buyout of federal workers. Yesterday, I got so many people that asked me, they didn't hear the full context of this. I just got to play this again. These are the Democrats, and you can see this on YouTube. This is cut four. Here's what they were singing yesterday, that old-fashioned, after everybody in the world dropped the F-bomb, starting with Donald Norcross. Donald, we're not going to call you. I'm not going to waste Dan and Henry's time. But publicly, come on the show. You tell me what you told people yesterday, that you really think working people are on the side of Democrats like you and what you've done to Camden County. Donald Norcross, come on the show, buddy. If you want to come in studio, that's even better. I welcome it. But we're not going to chase you. You'll hear. You know I've asked you over the years. I asked you at the Mannion event when you wanted to have a brawl versus tell me your side of the story. Come on the show. You really, isn't that how Trump won this last election? So-called working people are with Republicans now, at least with Trump. He's broken through and you guys don't like it. How are you going to get people back? By dropping the F-bomb on Trump constantly? I was on Inside Story. That's why the purple tie today, if you saw the beginning of the show. And one of the debates came up again about Trump and the Eagles going to, I'm going to set the standard even higher, Henry. I'm telling you right now, the Eagles will never be there if they don't do it in the next couple of weeks. And this lingers, Trump will never invite them.
Yeah, I think it's got to be sooner rather than later.
Exactly.
I mean, Lane Johnson opened the door for it. He's saying, hey, dude, we'd consider if you offered, but if you don't,
all right.
You know.
I was going to ask you tomorrow. I was saving this tomorrow when we're doing it. But tomorrow we're going to be just in optimism, the Eagles victory and all. All right, let's go through a couple of players. Do you think Jalen Hurts would vote to go to the White House?
Yes.
Dan, what do you say?
Yeah.
Okay, boy, I'm going to get this one. All right. Barkley, I could see voting to go to the White House. Will you agree on that one?
Let me just say this right now. I think it'll be unanimous.
Oh, my God. Oh, the boldest prediction of all.
I think this is a tight-knit team, and even if there's disagreements in the locker room, like, I don't like the guy, I think they're still going to come to...
As a unified front.
A unified front. The unit. The same way they played all year. That's why they won.
I could see Mulata saying he'd vote to go, right?
Everybody.
You're still saying with everybody.
Down to Keely Ringo, you know, Rick Lovato, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Slay?
Ben Van Sumeren, big play Slay.
I don't see it.
Oren Burks.
Cooper DeJean, I think, would vote to go. I'm saying the players that I like, because if they vote to not go, then I'm opposite. I don't care what they. You're going to shake the hand of the office. You're not shaking the hand of the president.
Yeah, it's what you get to do. It's a privilege of winning the Super Bowl. The same way if you win Super Bowl MVP, you get to go to Disney.
All right, unanimous.
Slay did tweet November 9th, 2016, crying face, Trump won, .. Not good.
Okay. That's not horrible, but A.J. Brown, is he going to take inner excellence to the White House?
He also tweeted, that means Trump got more power than Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I don't know about that. Beyonce and Jay-Z are pretty powerful people.
Yeah, well, let's see if we get Doge on them, and we'll see where that money's coming from. All right, I'm writing that one down, that your Philadelphia Eagles unanimously will vote to go to the White House. Let's hope it's so. Mm-hmm. That will be an interesting time with Trump. All right, let's go to Bill in, Alan. We haven't got too many on the side question yet. Alan in Hamilton, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dan, is it?
what do you mean, is it? Of course. Where have you been, Alan? You call every day.
George is my name.
Yeah, that's right. Alan. And, Mustachio there. Go ahead, Alan.
The film I chose, I don't take girls to movies anymore, but in time I would, is a film out now called A Real Pain.
Okay.
And it's some very funny and others very serious. And I think if you say I'm thinking of taking somebody that I'm considering for marriage, I'd want to take that kind of film because it has that aspect of life. And
okay. Yeah, the ups and downs. Okay, Alan. A Real Pain. Wow. You know, when I used to have Luke Gall on doing the film thing, Dan, one of the first calls we got, this is like 35 years ago, 30 years, Luke was on me like 28 years, something like that, was Silence of the Lamb, he said, as a date night movie. First date.
Oh.
Taking the woman there. Excuse me, I'm going to the bathroom, then go out a window or something to get out of there. This maniac. First date, Silence of the Lambs. Well, what are you thinking?
Horror movies aren't horrible for first dates.
Wait, did you want popcorn with that?
Yeah, exactly. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line a little bit later. Hopefully, Stephen Moore will post today at 2:30. He's one of the driving forces here. What do they have to do to break out of this, to show progress? Because people's attention will turn to this away from all the other good stuff. This is a great start. Out of the box, it's unprecedented. But that's the thing you have to deliver on. Also, coming up, this USAID, now today we find out they were involved with funding the Russian hoax. Remember that nonsense? I'll tell you about that, too, with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. RFK Jr. confirmed, pretty close vote, as the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. And again, he could be the most consequential. Don't know what the first action will be. My advice is, and I think based upon having his people on, he's going to go after what's in our food, dyes and the like. The public will be really happy with that. That would be a great first step to be on the push, to be on the front lines on that. Universal appeal is the way to go. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem, though, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, it's good to talk to you today. Before I get to my side question, I wanted to talk about what that prior caller was asking about.
Yes.
There's two kinds of inflation. There's the monetary inflation, which is occurring when Biden printed up all that money and devalued the dollar. And there's market inflation, problem with the supply chain, a big increase in fuel and energy costs, and that drives costs up. Now, the market inflation, Trump will fix within 6 months. You get that gas, you get the fuel going, and costs come down because transportation and supply costs come down. The same with the supply chain. You get that running smoothly so that the shelves are stocked properly and prices stabilize. The monetary inflation is the bugaboo, though, because our economy is still $2 trillion behind our money supply. But the economic growth, within 2 years, when our economy catches up to that money supply, we're not going to be paying a lot more at the grocery store because our dollar will be stronger. It's not something you can look at on a piece of paper and say, oh, the dollar's stronger today. You see it at the market. Now, I don't know about prices coming down a lot, but they're going to stabilize. They're going to flatline so that in 2 years what we're making handles what we have to buy.
All right, here's the thing. We need to hear, and you're really good on this, on the dollar, Robert. We need to hear the Trump people out there talking this, explaining it, giving us metrics more. I realize it's been a whirlwind on the other things, and I'm saluting that. The only area where Democrats are going to have any play is the problem that they caused. Case in point, in Jersey, the governor's race, if it's about affordability, how could a Democrat win? They say that's what they're poised to do. They caused it in Jersey. Well, If Republicans, though, don't have a compelling answer on that, somehow or another, Democrats slide by. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. And what you talked about as far as the monetary inflation, they got to do a better job of telling people and showing them that they're working on this. Because in the culture wars, people get it. They're out there. They're saving money. They're auditing the government. They're applauding it. They just want to know, when are they going to be able to afford things a little bit better?
Well, it seems like, and this is just my opinion, they're afraid to talk about monetary expansion. You always hear them say, oh, their spending caused inflation. It wasn't the spending, it was the creation of the money, but they don't talk about that for some reason. It's like they're afraid to talk about it or something. I don't know how to explain that, but I'm very confident that by the midterms, we are going to do well in the midterms, Don, because if they... Okay, last time he took office, his tax cuts didn't take effect until 2018. So people who voted in their midterms hadn't felt that. If we act quicker this time so that they feel that in 2026, we'll do a lot better in the midterms. We're going to lose a Senate seat, but we're going to gain in the House, and that's what counts.
Well, it does. So that's where I'm worried about the House. Yes. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. The side question, I'm looking at rom-coms, you know, because as I was telling Dan, the rom is for the women, and the com is for the guys. It's kind of like, It's where we meet in the middle, right? So in that vein, I'm going to go with Wedding Crashers, because that's the only funny rom-com. Mm. And it's not really a set rom-com. It's just him pursuing the girl, per se, that he gets in the end. But it was funny, you know. It was very entertaining for us guys, too. So that would be a perfect date movie.
I like it. I like your breakdown of that, whether that film is the one that does it or not. Yeah, the com is for the men, and the rom on the other side, you got to put up with a little bit more.
Yeah, I can agree with that statement. Yeah, that's the only reason I'd watch him in the first place.
Yeah, that was well put. Now, David in Somerset, we love this guy. I mean, someday he's going to be a good wide receiver for me, but I don't know about his choice here. This is going to be a hard sell. Hey, David, welcome back.
Well, I'd be a good receiver if I had on the proper clothing and cleats and a set of you know, gloves.
Well, that's right. Next event that we have, I don't know about tomorrow. I'm bringing a football tomorrow because there might be a low in the action there. Maybe somebody would want to run out for a pass.
Sadly, I can't make it tomorrow. I apologize, but I have to be way up in North Jersey. But thank God I won't be there for any snow day. So,
but give us your film, David.
My film is an all-time classic, Love Story, with Ryan O'Neal and, I mean... why can't I think of her name? Allie McGraw.
Yeah, Allie McGraw. I mean, but just, love means never just having to say you're sorry.
You stole it from me.
Oh, God. Come on. That is a tagline. It's always been brutal.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful, saying, because if you think about it, that's what love is. It's supposed to be that you're not holding a grudge against someone. You're in love with them. You are able to forgive them quickly. And I was a kid when I saw it, and I thought she was absolutely beautiful. And then just as the years have gone on, the movie just becomes better and better as you watch it, because it's so meaningful.
Well, yeah, I'm going to Henry for a response on this one.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Can't rule on it.
All right. I've seen too much.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll be able to rule on that at the end. We'll put you in there, David. All right. You're one of our favorites, but I don't know. That's pretty tough.
I mean, the guy just complimented you. He didn't throw his quarterback under the bus for maybe a poor throw, you know, at the event.
It was the window. I'm telling you, I was really, the window. That's what it was. Okay. 855-AT&T, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Jump in here, and we'll hear what you got on the side question. Robert made a great point. By the way, here's the latest word that the Democrats do not like. Now, I interviewed this woman, Representative Cherkowski. She was getting off a plane here in Philadelphia. And I don't know, they knew she was coming to Philadelphia, so they started, my theory is, booking her with shows. She's a radical Democrat from Illinois. And after the first 2 minutes, it was insane what was going on back. I mean, you can hear the plane behind it, and the two of us, right out of the box, it was all at war. So yesterday, she's bringing a witness in that apparently is involved in the manufacturing industry. And she suggests, here's the latest word now that progressives like this woman don't want. We ought to call manufacturing something else. I guess in official government records, that somehow or another, because man is in the beginning of the word. Lady, it's manu, by hand. Manufacturing. Here's what she said.
Yesterday, I met with a manufacturing company, but they also are engaged in getting young people more engaged in manufacturing. So I asked them, so how many of those students that are signing up and want to do this, how many are women? And they said, well, I know there's at least 13% or something. It was a low number. And you had mentioned trying to engage more women in manufacturing. I'm just wondering if just the name manufacturing sounds like a guy.
Yeah, we don't have the witness on that. You know, that reminds me of Hank Johnson. Would it capsize? So it suggests a guy saying man or manufacturing. How many words do the Democrats constantly want to twist into something that somehow or another is off-putting? So women are not going into manufacturing because it sounds like a guy thing. Get an element. Call it. What else should we call manufacturing? 855-839-1210. You want to say something by hand? You want to say something that drives the world, drives our economy, drives the country? Henry, do you have another word?
It's just no. It's too much. Like, yeah. That's why we have words. That's why
yes.
We speak with specific words, because that's what they mean. That's the etymology of the word.
Exactly.
You're saying it right
manu.
There. Like, manu.
Manu.
Yeah.
Right. It's like George in Seinfeld. Manure. Yeah, for manure. How it's not so bad. Oh, it would be with this woman. And this is it. It's Hank Johnson. It's women like this constantly trying to create trouble, create problems, create censor words in one form or another, rather than there's been great progress. If women want to go into manufacturing, they certainly can. And there's all sorts of programs, all sorts of things. Is that an area of interest? Knock yourself out. You can do that. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. It's Thursday. We'll get a little update on Henry's Wide World of Sports. Now, on the show tomorrow, realize we'll be doing two shows in one. That's the beauty of talk radio. We'll be talking about all these things nationally, and we'll be situated right there in front of this big satellite truck with Starlink, right there in front of where the Eagles will speak and where the crowd gathers at the Art Museum. It's a prime position, and we're thrilled. Now, I have been going over routes with like 8 people to get there. And I'm deciding between gridlock or walking 2 to 3 miles. I'm kind of leaning to the walking the 2 to 3 mile part. That's how close I could get.
Because, it'll be a sunny day.
Yeah. Time is not so much an issue as early as I get there. Gridlock, that's when it's desperate. That's when you got to get out and walk anyhow. So 855-839-1210. You jump on board with Dom and Henry. All right. It's time for a weekly excursion. I think this is the second week we did them. We'll come to your calls. Nope, third week?
No, second.
Second.
You're right.
With Hank on sports. All right, Henry, with the parade tomorrow, what do you have?
Oh, man. Well, honestly here, I wasn't going to spend too much time on the Eagles. I mean, did you know they played a game this past weekend? It was pretty big, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, no, I think because the Eagles have won Super Bowl 59, and I think everyone everywhere has been talking about it ad nauseum, we can kind of gloss over for them and save all the Eagles talk for tomorrow. You think?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so let's move to, across South Philly here. Let's move to over to hockey. How about that? The Flyers finished out last week with a loss to the Capitals on Thursday night. Last time I brought this segment to you, everybody out there, they had lost to the Capitals that night 4-3, but they finished off the final game before the All-Star break with a 3-2 victory over the hated arch-rival Penguins. Now, Dom, instead of an All-Star game this year, I don't know if you had noticed this, but they're not doing the All-Star game this year in the NHL.
I did not. No.
Do you know what they're doing instead?
Well, they do the skills thing. What else do they do?
So they're not doing the skills thing. So it's called the Four Nations Face-Off.
Okay.
And what this is that it's four nations, hockey-playing nations, that are having their best players represent mm-hmm. them in a four-team tournament. Do you know which four nations these might be, by the way?
Probably Canada, the United States, Russia.
No Russians, not invited. They're a bit of party poopers, so yeah, they weren't invited. No, it's actually your Scandinavian friends, the Swedes and the Finnish. They are the four teams that are playing this week in the next 2 weeks. Instead of an NHL All-Star game, they will compete in a round-robin tournament starting yesterday, and they will compete to see who the best nation in the world at hockey is.
All right.
And there's been a few Flyers that were named to these teams. We don't have to go through that right now, but just know that you are well represented here in Philadelphia in terms of hockey. There is talent, there is players on the way that will help the Flyers win in the future, and they are represented on the biggest stage in the world. Moving over to the Sixers, I know you've been watching, Dom. It's looking pretty bleak heading into the All-Star break.
To put it mildly, yeah.
The Sixers had some tough losses starting on Sunday before the Super Bowl on the road at the Bucks. I don't even think people knew that game was on. It was one of those where you're just they're playing
you're
it.
You're throwing out a lot of basketball. Even then, you're not watching it, yeah.
And then last night, a loss to the Nets a night after losing to the Raptors, two of the three worst teams in the Eastern Conference. I think we have to start asking some hard questions here, Dom. And forgive me if this question's already been asked, but I don't listen to a lot of sports talk radio locally. Can the Sixers, with Embiid's health problems, this will be, you know, he talked this week about how he's probably going to have another knee surgery. This would be his fourth. Is it about time we ask the question, can the Sixers win a championship with Joel Embiid as its focal point?
Well, due to sports, and I talk about this a lot, not in the way that they should be with caps and all this other stuff. They're in a horrible position here. It's going to be improbable to win with them, but without it, you can't do anything. We're going to go back to just losing games, and people are not going to care again, except people that love something different, even though flawed. Yeah,
and it's a shame because the Sixers right now are looking like the Flyers 3 years ago, where they have all these all-stars, aging all-stars, signed to these bloated contracts, and they can't do anything with them.
Yeah, exactly.
And it'll be interesting to see what Joel Embiid looks like. I mean, this is a guy who's turned 30. Like I said, it's going to be his fourth knee surgery in the offseason. He's broken his face twice. He's had Bell's palsy in his face. He's even tore his ligaments in his thumbs twice. I mean, this is a guy who, when we drafted him in 2014, with the back and the knee issues that he was showing, we knew his career was going to be short due to injuries. And at the age of 30, it's looking like it may cut that way. And while he may be a good player for the next few years, I think his time as the lead guy in a franchise, I think that might be over just because he's not going to be able to play enough games anymore.
Yeah, well, that's why you don't pick a guy like this. I wouldn't have picked him.
Tomato. I mean, that's a...
number one thing that you need is a guy who's going to be... If you're kidding yourself, you want to kid yourself, then go right ahead. All along, they were kidding themselves. This guy would be able to
pose this question to you. The next pick right after him, I believe, was Kristaps Porzingis. Would you have taken him instead?
He's a loser, so I wouldn't take him.
Right, so there we go.
Yeah. I'd be tough in the draft board. You mean out of the whole world, I can't find anything better than this. I'm going to find something.
I might have been wrong on that, too. Yeah. I don't have that draft.
I wouldn't pick that guy either.
Yeah, it was a tough draft because it was, a winless for Wiggins type season. Yeah. That was the slogan for the Sixers that year. They obviously didn't end up with him.
Thank God I don't have to be involved with these guys. Not saying that about the Eagles tomorrow, but the stuff that you got to do to coach pro athletes. Mm-hmm. You get paid a lot of money. But in the end, not for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see because the announcers keep talking with hope that they can turn this season right around. But when you're 14 games under 500,
and getting worse,
with 28 to play,
right?
I it's hard to believe that they can salvage the season in any sort of way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So then, like I said, we were going to kind of save the Eagles right talk for the parade tomorrow. I think everyone's kind of, you know, Eagles right out maybe. So I'll just say this. Phillies spring training.
That's
pitchers
right
and catchers reported
hope
yesterday.
Again. Yeah.
There's hope again. There's hope in the air. Do you think this Phillies team, despite the kind of, you know, I would say the lack of moves they made this offseason, do you think they're still a World Series contender?
Not really, but
really?
I think it can be. So the pitching is good, and they have a few star players, so we could be surprised.
Yeah, I think they're in for another World Series type year, but they better be ready to play because the Braves are going to be healthy. I
right
saw Acuna
Mets
was launching
right
home runs out of their
right
spring training stadium on the first day, and then with the Mets with the signing of Juan Soto, this division's going to be a dogfight. So I hope the new acquisitions like Jesus Luzardo and Max Kepler, I hope they're ready to play. And I hope everyone else in that clubhouse is as well, because games start on the 22nd.
All right, we got a big 2 o'clock hour. Now, we have, thanks, Henry. We hope to bring you Stephen Moore. We've been disappointed, the president's economist. But first, Lyndon McMahon testifying today. And everybody in the world wants to know, how do you shut down the Department of Education? Trump ran on that. We've heard that for years. We're going to have somebody who has a lot of knowledge in that, served with the last Secretary of Education, and a lot to say about what they're going to try to do until they do shut it down. Here are the phone lines, though. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hit us on the side question. We haven't been wowed yet. Hit us with that romantic movie you would show. You would sit with a significant other around Valentine's Day. Is that an impossibility for men and women to do that, to coexist around it? And tomorrow, don't forget, big day all day long from the parade, but we will work in all the stuff that we usually talk about, including hope to have on the DA of Delaware County, Jack Stolzheimer, who said he's not going to enforce the law when it comes to illegal immigration, or at least part of it. I'll throw it out there that way. We want to get him on, have a back and forth over that, see what you think. Big 2 o'clock hour, Dom's Money Melody 2 on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.